but they did. If Satan would have knew that there would have been a resurrection, and it would have opened the door up for billions of others to walk the same lifestyle as Jesus walked, he would have never did it. But he did. He did. He has opened a door up for us so that we can be one, just as Jesus is one with the Father, and the Father is one with him, that they may be in us, and that we may be one, that the world may know that he was sent here to reveal to the principalities. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, because it says, "I have not seen nor ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him." But God has revealed them to us. So he has revealed them. But the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except for the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now, we have received the Spirit of... We have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that God has freely given us, or has been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things to spiritual. The wisdom of God. Did Jesus walk in the wisdom of God? Did he? Yes, he did. He walked in the fullness of the Holy Spirit, and that same Holy Spirit lives in you. In John 14, 12, the end of where we were reading about Philip, he said, "Show us the Father, it will be sufficient for us." It says, believe, in 11, it says, "Believe me that I am in the Father."